visiting with Sandy Ferris, the Downtown Bryan Association. Normally, on the Thursday preceding First Friday, we normally launch in the First Friday, but we still have the last Thursday of June to talk about.
That's right. Tonight is our last concert of the Summer Sunset Concert Series. We have a band from Austin here tonight called MCG. They are an indie pop band, if that means anything to you. Five members, extremely talented. I've listened to some of their videos, and they actually had one of their latest albums produced by a Grammy-nominated producer. So I think they're pretty good. And the best thing is it's free. So if people want to come tonight to the Palace Theater downtown, go grab something to eat. You're welcome to bring the food in. We've got some drink concessions. Gates open at 7:30, and the concert starts at 8. You'll be done by 10 and back home.
Too bad it has to end.
Well, actually, it's coming back.
Okay.
We'll do two more concerts in August, just before school starts. So the 18th and the 25th, we call it the encore. There'll be two different bands, but we will bring it back for two more times.
Well, in between, of course, we have a couple of First Fridays, and what's up for tomorrow?
Well, we have a big First Friday planned. I know it's the holiday weekend, but a lot of our folks do not go out of town, and the stores are open, the restaurants are open tomorrow evening. So I know there's a lot going on, but take the time to come downtown before you head out to something else. We've got our usual 20, 30-plus musicians out on the streets, and couple of grand openings. Market 1023, which was a business I mentioned the last time I was here as a pop-up. Well, their official grand opening is tomorrow night. And then Parker Crossing, which both of these happen to be right across the street from each other on Parker Street. Market 1023 is home accessories, furnishings, a little bit of everything. And then Parker Crossing is an event venue in one of the old homes that's downtown. So both of those have their grand opening and would love for people to come by and see what they have tomorrow night.
Continuing to diversify the types of things that are downtown.
Yes, absolutely. We're always thrilled to have new businesses. And maybe next time I come, I'll have a few more to tell you about. There's some more that are in the works. A couple of special things. Well, of course, we'll have music at the Palace tomorrow night as well. Raz is a local cover band, very popular. And since we had the Palace, some new landscaping and hardscape, if you feel like dancing, you can get up and dance. And people do like to dance to Raz. We've seen that before. So they're at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Let's see. Down at Parker Lumber Company on the north end of downtown on Main Street, Control S, that is a gaming and animation production showcase. There's some students from the Viz Lab at A&M who actually have some working space there inside the Parker building. And so they're going to have a showcase of their gaming and animation things tomorrow night. So that should be interesting. Something else, just to get in out of the hot air, I guess, you could step into St. Andrews. They're giving tours of their historic stained glass windows. Those are really beautiful windows. So take a moment to do that. If you feel like coloring, no matter what your age, I know adult coloring books are the big craze now. So in the Seed Gallery, which is inside the Federal Building, you can go in and color. They've got some things for you to color.
For the rookies like me, the Federal Building's located
corner of Parker and 26th Street, just across the alley from the Village Cafe, directly across from St. Andrew's Church. That's where the Downtown Bryan offices are as well. I'm skimming the list here. Again, there's something for everybody to look at, lots of interactive stuff. The Magicians will be on the corner, I think, of, I'm looking very fast here, somewhere around Bryan Street. That's a real fun thing for the kids to come and adults to watch, so.
And I'm going to get back to a little more full-blown reminder about Texas Reds, but between now and then, you've brought up the encore concerts. It's another mm-hmm. First Friday or two. And what else might be happening between now and the end of September?
July 23rd, that's a Saturday, Cheers to Craft Beer. That's a craft beer tasting event. It's patterned like the popular wine tasting events. There are about 15 downtown businesses that are going to participate. And tickets are on sale for that right now, actually, at a reduced price. So if you want to grab a $25 ticket and you get a glass, you get free tasting of the craft beers and all those places, You can get that reduced ticket through July 8th, and then it'll go up $5. So we've already sold some tickets. If we had had enough glasses, we could have sold a lot of tickets last summer. Kind of shot a hole in that theory that nobody likes to come downtown when it's hot, because we had over 200 people show up for that event last summer.
It's just a matter of finding the right thing.
Evidently, that's what it is, yeah.
And then back to Texas Reds when we last visited about that, still working on getting the online ticket sales for that. Mm-hmm. Are we ready to roll with that yet?
Just about. Tickets will go on sale August 1st, so it'll be here before you know it. We are doing a few different things. We're always trying to tweak the ticketing process, because that always seems to be where things slow down the days of the festival. But this time, if you buy tickets ahead of time, they will actually be, you can either download them or they can be mailed to you. One way or the other, we're going to put them in your hands before you get to the festival. So you can walk right in and start enjoying those things right away.
As opposed to last year, we had to go to a booth and then go
right,
to the...
Right, right. We'll still have the ticket booths. We are going to put
them... But
that'll
be the point of purchase for those who didn't go online.
Right,
then.
Right. And, of course, there's always better deals if you buy in advance. So we encourage you to do that. We'll have a steak dinner again this year, and we're offering something. It's the 10th anniversary of Texas Reds. So we'll have a steak and egg brunch on Sunday. So that's something new as well.
A reminder of the headline entertainment.
We've got Ray Wiley Hubbard on Saturday evening and then Rodney Crowell Sunday afternoon.
More information online at
TexasRedsFestival.com.
And for everything in downtown Bryan,
DowntownBryan.com.
Again, the summer concerts this evening, 8 o'clock is when they begin.
Yes.
Gates open 7:30.
Yes, if you want to get there before 7:30, we'll open the gates and show you a seat and sell you something to drink.
There you go. And First Friday again tomorrow. Appreciate the update as always.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.